Alrighty, sorry about that last recording. I had to get him settled. Okay, so we were talking about that it's really important to learn time management now before you go off to college and before you become an adult and all those things, because it's good to learn it now, because when you get to that point, you're gonna need it, right? So then we spoke a little bit about time management and a planner, and like how are you as a planner, and that kind of goes into that little evaluation type thing that I was talking to you about, getting a piece of paper, writing those 24-hour blocks, and seeing how you're spending your days. And that is going to tell you, are you a procrastinator? Are you a planner? Are you someone who just kind of lets it go and you do however life flows, right? But what's most important is, where does God fit into any of that? In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 17, we read, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is." So what's this mean? Have you ever had a test that you didn't study for, you just knew it was happening, you knew what it was, and you knew that you needed to study for it, but you didn't? Maybe you didn't because there were things in life that were getting in the way of studying, or maybe because, you know, your priorities weren't really exactly where they should have been. Either way, when this happens, there's a common prayer that happens. God, give me wisdom for this test. Did you ever think that maybe God already gave you that wisdom for the test? You know, that test that you knew about, the one where you knew what to study, but just didn't, even though you had the time and resource, wisdom would have been using the time God gave to you and the brain that God gave to you and studying. So this verse says to be careful to live as wise. How does that relate to time management? It really relates more than you think. Look at it this way. How you spend your hours adds up to how you spend your days. How you spend your days adds up to how you spend your life. So if you're spending your days wasting time and avoiding what you need to do, that is essentially how you're spending your life. And that, my friend, is not wise. This verse also urges us to make the most of every opportunity. Don't be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do you know the best way to understand what the Lord's will is? Well, it's by spending time with Him, by praying and reading the Bible. The more you're spending time with the Lord, the easier it's going to make most of every opportunity. So the next part that we're going to read is James chapter 4, verse 14. Why you do not even know what will happen tomorrow? What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Ouch. That one stings just a little bit. Your whole life, the one you're so concerned about, the one filled with good and bad and happy and sad, it's been a mist that appears for a while and then vanishes. In other words, your life is just a little blimp in the grand scheme of time, so why not make the absolute most of it? There's this idea that to enjoy life, you need to be a free spirit who is spontaneous and goes with the flow, never planning anything. Sure, many people choose to live that way. But the bottom line is this: if you want to make the most of your life, you can only do that by learning to manage your time. Whether or not you decide to take charge of your time, it's going to pass you by anyway. Monday through Friday, you're going to go to class, get homework, have exams, write papers. You know, your middle school years go, the 4 years of high school are going to happen regardless of if you manage your time. But if you want to make the most of them and you want to live them the way the Bible says you should, managing your time in a wise way is a must. So how do you do that? I'm going to give you three simple ways to get the most out of your time. Number one, make God your number one priority. No matter how busy you get, no matter how much you have to do, no matter what, spending time with God needs to be your number one priority. If that means you have to get up earlier, then wake up earlier. If that means you have to sacrifice something extra, then so be it. This is one choice you will not regret making. And I understand. I am there every single day. Where am I going to fit God in today? And I'll tell you the one place I fit God into the most, and that is my morning prayers, when I'm getting ready for my day, or when I'm getting my kids ready. I make that time for prayer, and I just make sure, especially if I'm by myself, and I'm able to be in like a quiet environment, like the bathroom, brushing my hair, brushing my teeth, and getting ready, I really take that time for God, because it's where I can think, and it's silent. And as a mom, I don't get a lot of that time. But as a teen, you probably get a lot of time when you can be just to yourself. And maybe not. Maybe you don't. Another time is, you know, study and making time to learn His Word and to read His Word. And those are very, very, very important times also. So thinking, hey, you know, I really want to catch up on this season of whatever show you're watching, but you're thinking, you know, I really haven't opened my Bible in a while. So instead of binge watching this entire season, I'm going to put that off and I'm going to put God first. And that's discipline. So the next thing is prioritize the things in your life, regardless of how you feel or how you may feel. High school is a priority right now. Middle school is a priority right now. School is a priority. And that means for the school year, classes, tests, papers, and projects come before late night movies and weekends spent doing nothing with your friends. One of the best ways to remember your priorities is to get organized with a planner or a calendar, just something that you can write down when things are due and when you need to study. So I love, love, love planners. Everyone's on their phone and on their computer and stuff, and that's great. And we're on our phones and on our computers so much right now with distance learning and all of that, that instead of putting your calendar on your computer, maybe a handwritten one would help kind of get you off that screen time just a little bit. But if it's something that's going to benefit you of having it on your computer or your phone or whatever, then that's okay too. But there's tons of different planners and calendars that you can download or make yourself paper-wise that you can put. Hey, you have a test in 3 days. This is the things that you really need to work on, and maybe every single day have a goal. I'm going to take this much time to study for this. And I know it can get a lot and it can get really overwhelming, but if you prioritize and organize properly, you definitely are going to be moving in the more of the right direction than if you just wouldn't have ever done that. So the next thing is accountability. A lot of schools kind of like have this in their like little student, like what you're supposed to be as a student, and that's accountable. So hold yourself accountable. After you know what your schedule should be, pray over it. Ask God to help you achieve all you need to achieve in the time that you have to achieve it. Ask Him to help you manage your time better. Then find someone who will hold you accountable to this. It's good to have an accountability team. Maybe a couple friends that y'all kind of have the same classes or something. And y'all say, hey guys, tonight we're studying. And then we're going to have this, if you have a question or something, here we are, you know, or an accountability buddy, or maybe a mom or dad or something. You can say, hey, I really need to study for this test, and I feel that I might not be as strong with my accountability right now. So do you think you could come in maybe at this time and set a timer on their phone or something? Like, hey, can you put a timer on your phone for 8 o'clock and say, hey, you know, how's it going with the studying? And kind of be like your little cheerleader. And so, yeah, maybe there's a leader. It can even be a youth leader or someone, you know, that you know. Just somebody who's going to help you manage that time better. But either way, getting a weekly text asking, you know, how your time is, or holding yourself accountable to, you know, write down verses and stuff like that. The ones that talk about how we should spend our days, or put them somewhere, like the verse that I just told you. Sorry, I'm getting a little all over the place. So James chapter 4, verse 14. Write that down on a post-it and put it somewhere that you look at every single day, like maybe right next to your alarm clock or something. And after all, spending hours on Twitter isn't really enjoyable when you're looking at a verse that reminds you of how short time can be, right? So in closing, what I want you to take away is to learn a lot of new things at school this year, whether that's doing it virtually or doing it in class. And I hope that time management is one of those things. It isn't just a good skill to have, it's also a step in the direction of living how God has called us to live. You only live once, and you only live for that little glimpse, right, in this huge timeline. There are going to be things you have to do, and there are going to be things you want to do, and there are going to be things that God calls you to do. It can seem like a lot, and it can pile up really fast. And if you're prepared by having the right mindset, the mindset that knows God has blessed you with this life, and you want to make the most of that you can, this year will be so much better for you. So, you know, we talked about high school, middle school, and how long it is in your life, and you want to make the most of that time. Learning to manage your time is one of the best places to start. And God is the best one to help you with that. Ask Him to help you this year. He loves you more than anything and wants to see you succeed with the life He has blessed you with. I want you to take some time away from this podcast, and I want you to think, do you think it's easy to waste time? When you are wasting time, do you think you're taking it for granted? And what the effects that has on your relationship with God? So, in conclusion, I want us to take a little moment. I want you to think about your goals for this year. Maybe write it down on a piece of paper. Your school goals, your personal goals, and your faith goals. We've talked about faith goals before, especially when we were in church. We talked about faith goals a lot. The time that you spend with God, your prayer, your reading of the Bible. And then we're going to go into prayer. Dear Lord, I want to thank you for all the blessings that you have given us. We had a storm recently and we all came out of it healthy and alive, and we're grateful for the protection that you give us. We ask that you continue to protect us during this pandemic, this crisis that we're going through, and we know that we have all of our faith in you, Lord, wherever our lives may go. We ask that you be with all those educators and those students that are going to be returning to school. It might look a little different than it normally does, but we still know that everyone's doing all they can with their time to make a wonderful school year for everyone, whether that be somebody just going into middle school or a middle schooler just going into high school. These uncertain times can even be more uncertain when we're learning new things. We ask that you be with all these students this year and to open their minds and to trust in you and to know that you are number one and to manage their time wisely, Lord, so that you can always be number one. Lord, please be with those who need prayer today and always. We ask that you be with our world and anyone who is in need. Lord, I don't have specific prayer requests with me, but I know that you know everyone's heart, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.